Blog Talk Radio.
I came from the misty lake. This world I walk the path of the forests and the trees. To spread this mystery, I hear the colors of the rain. They call me back and back again. I spoke the words to bear my soul and swam into an ocean grow. And my wisdom never stared to the eyes of the only one. I hear the colors of the rain. They call me back and back again. I hear the colors of the rain.
To Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. We are live here on this Friday afternoon, January 6th, and I welcome you all to this 30-minute show here with psychic medium Rachel Hope. And during this episode, we're going to be taking your phone calls. That's right. So open up the phone line, start dialing on in. And the number is 347-884-8245 is the number to reach us, and we're glad to take your call. Just a quick programming note. Journey into the Light will be starting back here with full shows starting this week, so starting Sunday. This week here, we've done a few shows, but mostly since Sunday and Monday was the New Year's holiday, we wanted to start at the beginning of the week with all of our shows. So that's to let you guys know we'll be back on doing the regular 4 or 5 hours a day of spiritual radio here in 2017. A lot of your favorite guests coming back this year, and a bunch of new guests from all around the world coming aboard here this upcoming year here starting next week. So looking forward to bringing everybody on for you guys and having a very exciting 2017. I can feel it. So very much glad that everybody is here. So let's go to the phone lines as you guys are calling on in to speak to Rachel here in a few minutes. And let's bring on our guest, Rachel Hope, to the show. Welcome back, Rachel. Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Did you have a good holidays?
I did. I had had very wonderful holidays. What about you?
Yeah, it was really nice. Really nice to connect with family, take a little downtime, and recharge those batteries, which I think is really important for all of us to do.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Rachel, before we take phone calls and so forth, you have a new upcoming 6-week online training, intuitive listening. Can you kind of let the listeners know what that's all about and when that will be getting started?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really excited. This is going to be my third time teaching this intuitive listening level one training, and I'm really, really excited about it. The whole point of intuitive listening is connectivity to divine spirit. And so my aim for this course is that people will personally grow into being able to hear spirit on their own, being able to connect with past loved ones, being able to hear their own strong intuition and get in touch with how spirit talks to them. So that is the aim of the course. Underlying behind that is on personal healing and growth. So I believe that anyone who takes the course will receive maybe not what they expect or what they want, but what they need in order to heal and grow and get and grow closer to a relationship with spirit. So intuitive listening, this course is based on the 7 steps of intuitive listening, which I received probably a couple years ago. And the steps are this. The first step is to slow your mind, create space to listen through calm meditation. So throughout the course, we will be doing daily meditation on your own, creating your own meditation practice to really carve out the space to listen. Step 2 is learn how you receive. Discover your unique listening. So in this part, we'll be looking at how spirit can communicate. A lot of times we look at the clairs. If someone says clairvoyant, it's clear seeing, clear sentient, clear feeling. So we'll be looking at the different types of clairs to find out what your strongest clairs are and how spirit could be communicating with you. Step 3 is set your intention. Focus on healing and the greater good. We work on setting our intention every time before we begin a meditation practice so that our focus is in the right place on healing and growth. The 4th step is to practice listening. So this is taking the time to do the meditation and taking the time to carve out to listen to spirit and to receive from spirit that which spirit is trying to either give you, show you, or point you in the right direction. Step 5 is record your experiences. So it's important when doing this type of work to journal and keep a journal so that everything is written down. It's very easy I think, after I do a meditation, to forget afterwards and go on with my regular life. So it's really important to have that as a reference to go back to through journaling. Step six is to move and integrate. So through the course, each student has to, on their own, do movement every single day to move energy through their body, be that walking or yoga or hitting the gym. And then integrating, the other piece of that is to integrate into their lives what they've received from Spirit. So, for instance, if Spirit says, focus on peace, then that would be the homework for the student would be to have meditations where they focus on creating peace in their lives, creating peace around them, breathing peace, speaking peace, thinking peace. So that's the integration and take action part. And the last step is a big one, and it is to evolve. So the whole purpose is to evolve and become a better person. So that's about just integrating what you learn to become more loving, well-rounded, and balanced. So the training is based on those seven steps of intuitive listening, but the course is divided up into 6 weeks where we learn about, we'll talk about something different every week. Then there's homework every week. There's reading. Sometimes there are papers that need to be turned in to me. Not anything huge, but enough to get you diving into the materials that we're covering. So this is a very practical course, and once a week we meet online for 2 hours. And for the 2 hours, it's kind of classroom style, but the cool thing is we can all see each other via video. So you can take the course really from anywhere as long as you have internet access. And then once a week, I do 30-minute one-on-one sessions with each participant. So that's really nice because it's a time for me to connect with each individual student to work on their personal growth and get everyone moving forward on their trajectory towards hearing Spirit. Yeah, so that is going to be starting January 16th, there is still time to sign up for that, and you can find more details on my website at rachelhopemedium.com. If you have any questions, you can email me about the training at rachelhopemedium@gmail.com.
Okay, very good. It sounds very exciting, very in-depth. I like that. I mean, it's... That's really great. So people can interact anywhere in the world as long as you have the internet. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, it's a really cool program in that way, in that students can literally be anywhere and don't have to be just in one place, but we still get to connect. In the last training, there was a participant, Marissa. Hi, Marissa. And she was actually traveling the United States in an RV. And so every week she would be somewhere awesome and would tell us, you know, where she was. But she was still able to connect and be part of the group.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. I'm glad you're doing that. So I know people get a lot out of that as well. So why don't we see who's on the phone lines? How does that sound, Rachel?
Sounds great.
Okay, very good. So everybody call on in 347-884-8245 to speak to Rachel Hope, our guest here this afternoon. Let's go first here then. Let's go up to Canada. Let's bring in our good friend Michelle to the show. Welcome.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. How can I help you today?
I'm just kind of curious, I guess, what's coming for love or career, whatever you think I need to know. Please and thank you.
Okay. How about let's pick one?
Okay. Let's do career, please.
Okay. What specific questions do you have about your career? Can you tell me a little bit about your current career?
Yeah, so I finally started a job in October after being off for 6 months. So everything's well. I just hope it continues. I guess I'm just a bit paranoid now with the economy and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I'm self-employed contractor as well. So, yeah.
Okay. Let me check in for you. Okay, so what I'm getting is for you to reduce. So this would be to move more towards a minimalistic lifestyle so that your costs aren't as great. Okay?
Okay.
This isn't saying that you're going to lose your job by any means. It's just saying for you to start to embrace more of a minimalistic lifestyle so it frees up some other funds for you.
Okay.
And then as far as job or career, I don't see any change anytime soon, honestly, coming up for
okay,
you. And I mean, in the work area, but they are showing me what needs to change is the lifestyle and going back to simplicity.
Okay, that makes sense. Very cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, thanks for your call, Michelle. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All righty. Let's go to our next call here for Rachel Hope, area code 408. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Michael and Rachel. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Ashley, and I'm from California.
Hi, Ashley. Welcome. How can I help you?
Hello. Well, I was calling because I just entered this new relationship, and I haven't been in a serious relationship in a while. So I was hoping that I could receive some guidance as to what this new relationship is and, you know, just some insight as to how to approach it, maybe if it's good and, yeah, if it's the highest just spirit, it would be nice to have
some
guidance.
So what is the person that you're dating? What's that person's name?
His name is Matthew.
Matthew? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is he also in California?
Yes.
Okay. Do you live in the same city?
No. Actually, he lives up north. About 4 hours
okay.
in visit.
Okay, so it's a little bit of a long distance relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me check in for you. Do not let distance be a barrier. Do not let distance be a barrier. It is important to have quality time together. So change your schedules so that you may have time together. It is important for you to meet his circle of friends and family. It is important for you to meet his circle and be in the circle. This is important so that you may get to know who he really is, because these people influence him. This will help you in your relationship. Thank you.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. so much clarity through that message, Rachel. So much profound clarity, and it just was very specific, which is exactly what I think I needed to hear right now.
Mm.
Thank you.
Good.
I feel really
You're
complete.
Welcome.
Yeah, I feel very complete with that. Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome. I hope that helps.
It did.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Bless you both.
Okay. Blessings. All right. Let's go next then here to Maryland and bring in Kimberly to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me on today. I was calling because I wanted to find out a little bit about, you know, like having a better sense of direction. I feel like I've been pulled in a lot of different directions, and I wanted to find out what I should be more focused on right now.
So could you give me a list of the different directions that would be possibilities for you right now?
So work, career, maybe a change or adding something, in love, my current relationship.
Okay. All right, let's choose one to kind of focus in on, so that way we can get the clearest messages for you.
Okay.
So let's look at, would you rather look at career or love?
Let's look at love. Everybody wants love, so love would be good.
Okay, so did you say you're in a current relationship right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and how long has that been going on?
Almost 3 years.
3 years. Okay, and what's your partner's name?
Nikita.
Nikita?
Nikita with an N.
No, Nikita. Okay.
Yes.
Nikita. And do you all live together?
No.
Okay. All right, I'll check in. And do you all live in the same city?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it looks like this relationship is a pretty good fit for you.
Okay.
I'm seeing a great amount of care in the relationship, a great amount of care.
Uh-huh.
Be mindful of your partner's past wounds coming up.
Okay.
So I would look at past relationships with past lovers and look at the relationship with the father. Because they're like, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing these old wounds coming up, and it's making it more difficult and challenging for your relationship.
Okay.
What I'm
so you're
seeing
his past relationship?
Yeah, past relationship, and then maybe his relationship with his father. I'm not seeing that really being an issue for you, but I'm seeing that being an issue more for him, and to be mindful about how that can come back in your current relationship with one another. So, for instance, they're showing me like a dog bite, and they're showing in the past in relationships, it was like he got a dog bite, and there's a wound there. And so what happens is he's projecting onto you sometimes his past. So it'll feel like a dog bite from you, but it's not. It's projection from past relationships.
I understand that. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's a good relationship.
Yeah, it looks like a good relationship, and I would just, you know, this information, Spirit gives us information to heal and grow. So that's probably an area of growth for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when something's coming up, you know, with him, you could go, okay, he's projecting, this isn't me. I mean, not all the time, but generally speaking, so that he can start to heal from those wounds.
Understood. I definitely understand that. Thank you so very much.
You are so welcome. I so hope it helps.
Yeah, it definitely does. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. And before we take another call, Rachel, how best can people reach you for private sessions?
So the best way to reach me is via email, and it's rachelhopemedium@gmail.com. And I'm taking appointments from all over the place now. So I'm offering phone readings, FaceTime readings as well, which I didn't used to do in the past. So now you don't have to just be located in Charlotte to get in touch with me.
Okay, very good. And we have the link here already linked up on the show page, folks. Let's take our next call here for Rachel Hope, area code 980. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, how are you? My name is Brittany, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hi, Brittany.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What can I do for you?
My question is about a relationship that I'm in. It's a new relationship, and I want to know what are you picking up on it.
Okay, and what is your partner's name?
His name is Lewis.
Lewis, okay. And where's Lewis from?
Chicago, Illinois.
And how long has he been in South, or is he in South Carolina?
No, it's like a long-distance relationship
as
of right now.
Okay, gotcha. So he's in Chicago. Okay. Let me check and see. So what I'm seeing is for you to going into this relationship, just to protect yourself. So making sure that you can open your heart, but not completely. It's showing to open just a certain amount, to go very, very slow, and to be careful to protect yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
It doesn't mean anything bad's going to happen by any means. It's just saying, you know, you could jump into a relationship and have no reserves at all, and it's not, and fly into that relationship, and this is not what it's saying. The spirit's showing me, like, okay, go slow, you know, be smart, having, you know, some protections in place, just so that you're prepared and that you are, take it easy and take it slow, just to be on the safe side in the relationship.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Brittany, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's take our final call of the afternoon, 407. Welcome to the program. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Oh, yes, hi. This is Sharon. I'm calling from Mississippi.
Hi, Sharon.
Hey, hello. I have a love question. I guess I haven't really dated in several years, almost like several years. Just mm-hmm. kind of see what you saw in the future for me.
Okay. And why are you not dating?
A lot of I had some medical issues going on, and then just being a single parent and not – and I was taken – I was taking time away from my daughter to date, and I just did not want to do that to her or me.
Okay, and how old is your daughter?
Well, she's 20 now.
Okay. Okay. All right, let me check in and see. So what I'm seeing is I'm seeing the possibility for potentially doing some online dating, but it might be more distance. And getting in, having conversations. So instead of looking at it as dating, looking at it as conversations, but I am seeing, I don't know, I'm not sure which online dating site or whatever that you should go to. Are you Christian? The only reason I ask that is because it feels like it would be like faith-based or something, like a Christian one or something.
Yeah, I'm more spiritual than I am Christian. Church. I'm not church going at all, but I'm spiritual. And
okay, because what I'm seeing is it looks like maybe on one of these Christian ones that you might have more success finding someone who has some of the same values as you.
Gotcha. Okay.
It doesn't. Yeah. I got that sense that it would be a website with some maybe like a Christian base. Doesn't
that
mean
makes
that
a
you
lot
have
of sense.
To be. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope that helps.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up here for this afternoon. Rachel, thanks for coming on and giving such great messages to all the listeners. That was great.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay, well, you have a great week. We'll see you back here next Friday.
All right. Happy weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Rachel Hope here, live each Friday here at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's going to do it for me here this afternoon. I do thank all of you for being here. Hope you all have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon with 10 seconds left in my ear. So off we go. Take care, everybody, and much love.